In the gospel today, Jesus pointed out to his disciples in a parable of the necessity for them to pray always without becoming weary. And then he concluded the gospel with the words, "When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" Jesus was obviously linking faith to prayer. Several years ago, Zachary King, a former satanic priest turned Catholic, came to my old parish and spoke about his own conversion to the faith and how excited he was upon hearing that Jesus was truly present, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist, and that he could receive him in his own body. And furthermore, literally pray at the feet of Jesus in Eucharistic adoration. He couldn't believe it. He said the first time he went to adoration, he was expecting to encounter a large crowd of adorers comparable to a rock concert. But then he said the opposite was true. He got there and the parking lot was empty. And upon entering the chapel, he encountered one elderly lady praying there. And the minute he walked in, she jumped to her feet and told him that she had to go, but he couldn't leave until someone else came. This is a pretty sad testimony to our faith. We fill sports stadiums all around the country and around the world week in and week out for 2 and 3 hours or more a week, but most of us hardly find 1 hour free for the Lord on Sunday and almost no time for Eucharistic adoration. Now, I get it. I love sports. We had a good weekend, didn't we? And it's quite exhilarating to watch athletes go head-to-head with one another, giving everything they've got, leaving nothing but their sweat and blood on the field of play. And all of us, competitor and spectator alike, love knowing that there is nothing left in the tank when the contest is over. It's an amazing experience. But that's just for a moment of glory. When it's all said and done, and the sun burns out, nobody is going to remember even a single play. There is no contest that compares to life, and there is no conflict more serious than this one, because it is the final battle for the destiny of every soul, and we are all players on this field of battle. There's a great scene in Sylvester Stallone's final movie in his Rocky series, when he's correcting his son for his bad habit of making excuses because his life isn't where he thinks it should be, and he's blaming his father for casting a white shadow. Rocky said, "Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, nobody is going to hit as hard as life, but it ain't about how hard you hit, it's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward, that's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits. And nothing..." Excuse me. "And not pointing your fingers saying you aren't where you should be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. Each one of us is engaged in the greatest battle of history, the battle over our very souls. And we aren't just relying on the raised arms of Moses to support us in this battle. We have the outstretched arms of Jesus on the cross, the second person of the Most Holy Trinity, fighting this one with us and for us. What is our life worth? In Jesus' estimation, it's priceless. His sacrifice on the cross is an infinite one for our salvation alone. Now we know what we are worth. So we need to go out and claim what we are worth, but we got to be willing to take the hits. We must be willing to make the sacrifices, which means spending time in prayer, especially Mass and adoration. Prayer brings our faith to life within us, which gives us the courage to take the hits that only life can throw so that we can keep moving forward and become the saints that Jesus is calling us to be. When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? Well, let's make sure we're here at Mass every Sunday, every holy day of obligation. Let's find time to pray in the presence of the Lord in the Blessed Sacrament so that he will find faith at least right here at St. Joe's when he does come.